Welcome to this edition of the Vanderbilt Health and Wellness Wellcast. I'm Bridget Butler with Health Plus. Today, our guest is Dr. Jim Jackson, psychologist with the VUMC Critical Illness, Brain Injury, and Survivorship Center. Welcome, Dr. Jackson, and thank you for joining us again today.
Oh, thank you, Bridget. It's really lovely, as usual, to be with you today. So thanks for the opportunity.
Absolutely. Now, Dr. Jackson, we have heard quite a bit in the last year about topics like resilience, coping with stress, and navigating change. And today, we're going to take a new approach towards mental well-being by talking about psychological flexibility. Can you tell us what psychological flexibility is and how it's different from the topics that we've been hearing about?
I've been thinking about psychological flexibility a lot of late, Bridget. You know, we grapple a lot with what techniques and what characteristics are useful during this hard season we're in. And many psychologists believe that psychological flexibility is the superpower. It's the superpower of superpowers. And people with that trait, with psychological flexibility, what they are really good at doing is they're really good at being confronted with hard situations and finding novel and creative ways to cope with them. So they don't let those situations define them. They're not overwhelmed by them. They may be daunted by them, but they find innovative ways to deal. They find effective ways to cope. They're flexible.
How can psychological flexibility benefit us as we start this new year?
If this new year is like the last two new years, it's going to be a bit of a doozy. You know, we're in the throes perhaps of a third wave of COVID. People are worn down and discouraged and depleted. I'm hopeful about 2022, but I'm worried that it will be hard. So psychological flexibility can benefit us tremendously because if we rely on it, if we nurture it and cultivate it, it's going to help us cope more effectively with the hard challenges we're facing. Here's an example. You've got two trees in your yard. We've got many more than that. You've got a big oak and you've got a slender willow. That big oak is rigid, right? The wind comes, it breaks the tree in half, the tree falls on your house, it's disaster, unpleasant, all of that. That tree is rigid. The willow is a sapling. The wind comes, that sapling bends in one direction, bends in another, and it survives that. So that's not that different necessarily than how we are as people. There are people you know and I know, people we've observed, people in our neighborhoods, our churches, whatever, who have really hard things happen to them, and they find a way to cope, right? They find a creative way to make sense of things. They find a way to reframe things. They find novel ways to take the challenge on. Those are flexible people. They do better. Their quality of life is better. Their functional outcomes are better. And that's what we want to foster, that flexibility. We want people, simply stated, to be more flexible. We equally want people to be less rigid. Rigidity is not your friend, right? We need to let go of rigidity.
And you mentioned that psychological flexibility is something that we can cultivate. So what are some simple practices that might help us develop psychological flexibility in our work lives and our personal lives?
One of the underappreciated traits that psychologists are increasingly talking about, but only really recently, is curiosity, right? We have a lot of negative connotations associated with curiosity. Curiosity, it killed the cat, right? Well, curiosity does a lot of really good things, right? Curiosity, being puzzled, wondering, that often helps us arrive at new strategies, different ways of engaging problems. So one thing I would say is when people are faced with big challenges, maybe even immovable ones, let's start by getting curious, right? Let's not start by making assumptions. Let's not start by panicking, which really reduces your cognitive field. Let's step back and be curious. That would be one thing. Let's engage things with humility. Second idea, right? Let's not assume that we know everything there is to know about this. Let's imagine that there could be ways out of it, right? That could be workable. Let's recognize, too, that we can tolerate more distress, perhaps, than we think we can. Distress tolerance, another concept that no one really wants to talk much about, but it's really important, right? We are strong, right? We've been steeled by the pandemic over the last couple of years. We've been made gritty. We can do hard things, right? So that's all under the rubric of psychological flexibility. The other thing I would say is, let's surround ourselves with people with similar values, right? Let's surround ourselves by flexible people. Let's follow their example as they can follow ours.
Oh, those are great examples of ways that we might be able to grow our own psychological flexibility, which is so necessary during this time. Thank you so much, Dr. Jackson, for joining us today, giving us all of these very helpful insights on psychological flexibility.
Yeah, it's so great to be here with you. Let's stay flexible.
Thanks for listening. If you have a story suggestion, use the Contact Us page on our website at www.vumc.org/health-wellness.